Mayan Calendar Cast number 33. Welcome to Mayan Calendar Cast. This is Andy Mack. And I'm here with you tonight at the very beginning of 10 Keeb. All just me. The Jag is currently sleeping with the fitches. I mean that in the best possible way. The fitches, the dolphins, the whales that carry us into our dreams. That's just a joke we have between us. He is pleasantly dreaming, I hope, at this moment. And it is nighttime. Right in the very beginning of Ten Keeb Wisdom. It's March. What is today anyway? Yeah, March 24th, Friday, 2006. And I thought that I didn't want to let this Friday pass by without a podcast for Mayan Calendar Cast, so I'm pinch hitting on my own to, you know, give you some news and talk about this and that, maybe play some music and, you know, catch up. We need to catch up. Once in a while, you just need to catch up with friends. So that's what we're going to do. First up, I thought I would tell you that we went to the San Diego podcasters meeting Wednesday night and met with other local podcasters. Some great shows out there, guys. One called Loose Ends with Adele and Tom Siddick. And they're just a great couple. And if you like podcasts that is a husband-wife team, two people that can really talk to each other, play some great music, I recommend that podcast. And it's a lot of fun. And Adele and Tom are a radio listener, so somehow there's a connection there. We haven't talked in detail about, you know, the Mayan calendar as yet, but there's just a good connection. These are good folks, so I'm going to put a link in the show notes to their show. And I recommend that you check it out. I'm just going to chuck some links into the show notes, and you can go check them out if you're looking for some good podcasts, very different than ours. But, you know, hey, that's cool. That's what it's all about. You're listening to AirstreamRadio.com. Radio. You know, Jag and I, we pump the information, and I know that when we get on a podcast and we get going, we really do sometimes have to self-edit, because we could go for an hour and a half, not a problem, and we try to keep the podcast reasonable, but in the past couple of days, we've really been talking quite a bit about some breathing space. And because these are things that, if we don't remind ourselves, that sometimes it's not about how much information, but how much people, excuse me, hold on a second. There we go. People are really able to absorb. So we hope we haven't been pushing you too hard with the research side of things, the technical side of the calendar. And if you want to send us a note and tell us from your point of view how you see it, that's always a good thing, because we learn from you. And sometimes I find the lack of a two-way communication kind of tough, you know, because You go from what you think is valuable to talk about, but is it the most valuable to you? I don't know. Now, obviously, we're going to talk about what's valuable to us because this is something we have a passion about. We're talking about it. Those people who want to tune in and listen, I suppose they will. And those who don't, well, you know that story. We're thinking, breathing space and talking more about what's happening in the news, what's playing in the movies, a show we just saw that something was going on in that show that made us stop and see the relevance of that way, way beyond what it appears to be. The relevance of it in our lives. For instance, tonight during dinner, we were just going back and forth about some of these different new shows coming out. This one called Unanimous, which I actually did take the time the other night to watch right after American Idol. And I've never in 5 seasons watched American Idol until this year. So this is kind of fun. It's new for me. And that's just like me. That always happens because I'm not a big TV watcher. I didn't even watch Friends until it was off the air. So anyway, that's just the way it is. But so I watched this show, Unanimous, and we got to chatting about how you can see in this show the stuff that I talk about in the Human Source Code podcast is right there in all its glory, which is pretty interesting because reality television has so much taken over the airwaves in the past few years. Now, you have to ask yourself, why? And there are so many answers to that question. Many, many people have, pontificated on that over the past year or two. But one of the things that came up in our conversation was that, for years before reality TV came along, you watch television, you see actors portraying characters. It's all scripted. And even if it's not entirely scripted, it's still pretty much is going to run along this prefabricated storyline. Whereas with reality television, it's shocking because you're seeing people respond and react very spontaneously in the moment, which is, of course, why you see that inner operating survival system actually poking through. It isn't glossed over. Well, it is to some degree, but it's really not highly polished like a television show or a film would be. And people are getting to see what they go through in their lives in other people through watching these kind of shows. But the interesting thing is, I think that's exactly what draws humanity to this surge of this different kind of entertainment, is that people are getting in touch with seeing themselves through this forum, even if they don't consciously recognize that, which is another aspect of this galactic underworld, which is about the rising to the surface of subconscious material, of the questions, okay? We do not lack answers, friends. They're everywhere, constantly exposing themselves. The reality is, if you do not have the question, then the answer means nothing. The answer can be sitting right in front of you with neon lights and big bells all over it, and you won't even see it because the question has not yet formed. So really, it's the question. Once the question comes into view, the answer will appear. Happens every time. The things that are coming up in these next 2 months, lots and lots and lots of things are happening. Jag and I are going to be speaking and be on the road late in May, and we'll be talking about that more later, so I'm not going to get into details now, but with the schedule that lies ahead, we're really having to restructure some things, not so much with the station, but like in our lives. And if you're I'm sure that a lot of you are going through this too, because this is that kind of feeling overall. Are you finding that you're restructuring your life? Are you finding if you're getting, you know, beat up, then just let go. Because that's what this time is about. Feeling more for what the flow is and making those adjustments a little bit at a time. You don't have to make huge ones, just a little bit, and see what that does. And the next little bit and see what that does. And watch it. Take it step at a time. That's what we're doing. The podcast station, I'm referring to the 69 Vintage Airstream, within which we do the podcasts and live and travel, needs axles. Some of you may remember a podcast a while back. We came into this park and the Airstream was damaged in the back end because it's sitting so low to the ground. This particular driveway into this park is very deep, and we dragged the rear, so it needs to be repaired. And we ordered the axles. We're waiting for them to come in, and when they do, we will hobble. Literally, Jag is actually going to somehow, and I have no clue how, he's doing this weekend, he's going to like secure the back end belly pan, which is now sitting on blocks. And I have to tell you that I really had a challenge with that little inner voice that says, oh, that's embarrassing, isn't it? To have people walk by and, you know, see the back end of the Airstream propped up on bricks. But that little knot, I rose its little head, and I got to report on it, so that's cool. So anyway, he's somehow going to secure this for this trip, which is probably 150 miles north from here. So we're going to hobble very slowly up there and have the axles replaced and this back end looked at. So we'll be podcasting right here on Mayan Calendar Cast about that too. Why not? Tell you what's going on. I'm going to pause for a moment, come back and talk to you about one more thought, kind of one of those huge light bulb thoughts. In the meantime, I'd like to play a tune for you from a band that Jag and I interviewed last year in the Podsonics podcast, which is now archived. And of course, you can listen to the Podsonics series simply by going to airstreamradio.com, clicking on podcasts, and about halfway down the page, you will see a link to Podsonics. Click on that, and there are some super great shows there. Now, this band I'm going to play for you, they're out of the Twin Cities. They have now, absolutely, they're exploding. They're doing fantastic things. This is a Podsafe tune from them called Drowned. The band's name is Halloween Alaska. I hope you like it. Here it is.
Confidence in the crosswalk, not the cross.
was Halloween Alaska. I'm telling you, those guys are going to be huge. Mark my words. Halloween Alaska. There's going to be a link to their website for the show notes for podcast 33. Go check out that band and check out their music, because, hey, hope won't weigh you down. What a message. And the interview we did on Podsonics with them is a super good one. And you kind of get to know the band and what they're about. These kind of musicians that are coming on the scene in this underworld, in this time, when it is a time of rising awareness, I'm telling you, there is a schedule, and we are on time. Galactic tone for today is 10. Manifestation, substance, materialization, expression. 10 is beauty. It's potential realized. Tone 10 energy flows in and out at all times. It is the frequency through which we tune in to beauty. Without tone 10, life would fall sharply flat and lackluster. Tone 10 assists us in getting in touch with beauty everywhere, and that means inside. So use that. Take advantage of this today. Take a look at you. When you're walking down the street today, look into those windows at the stores. You know, see yourself. Look at yourself. And don't just see the outside. See the beauty that's in you, because it's there. Such a big lesson for me today. This past 24 hours coming up into this day, it's just been growing and growing. The glyph for today, Mayan sun sign, is Kib, wisdom. It's fearlessness. In the Aztec, it's vulture. And the vulture is associated to wisdom, fearlessness, courage. It is inner voice, it's trust, deep, realistic, mystic communication, grace. So what a powerful day this is. 10, which is manifestation, together with fearlessness and courage. It's a powerful day. Good medicine for communication with all levels, not just the third dimensional one. So another thing to tune into if you choose to do so. Yeah, my funny little sounds. Did you like the interview in podcast 32 with Steve Copeland? I'm so excited about what they're doing, and I'm really feeling the presence of the crew in Guatemala and the connection that's happening there. And I send, you know, I've just been feeling them, and it's like, for me, when I think about them in that moment of going through the day, that's what I call living meditation. You know, there is nothing wrong with sitting down and closing your eyes and going off. But meditation can go on all day long. It can be in every moment. It can be happening all of the time. Life, every breath can be a meditation. Why not? So it has been that for the past couple of days. On Thursday, actually 1 a.m. Thursday, the crew left and headed for Guatemala by air. So surely they're there, maybe a little tired, jet lagged, I don't know. But I can tell that the energy everyone there is experiencing is just so enlivening and so sharpening for them that they're hooked in, it feels good, just, you know, I just send the best to them and support them. And if you would do the same, I'm sure it's going to make a difference. Been talking with Carl Johan in the past couple of days, and I want you to know BreakthroughCelebration.com, which is the official website for the upcoming Breakthrough Celebration itself, the Tune Long time of preparation. Really, it's online, it's functioning, it's working. We are still really tweaking it and putting up the various pieces and pulling it together. Go check it out right now while it's still quiet and you can wander through the halls and look around. Very soon, it will launch into the world of email lists to let people know it's there. And, of course, hopefully, many people are going to be networking, connecting one with another from all around the world to find out when events for the continuing Breakthrough Celebration will be happening. Do check that out. Lastly, I just want to take a moment and talk about the Mind, this older survival tool that's really not, is simply not built to handle, keeping us on track now. But what is it about it that creates the issues or the problems? Well, here is an idea for you. Through the National Underworld and the Planetary Underworld, the beginning of the National was essentially the Fall. This is when dualistic thinking comes on the scene and basically begins the separation from everything, the separation from X or Source, the separation from our planet, the separation from each other, separation between masculine and feminine, the separation between left and right, between light and dark, and the separation we feel within, and a sense that we are no longer whole. Handed from generation to generation, taught, ingrained, incorporated. Parents teach this to their kids, and a lot of times completely unawares. There's a new show out on FX called, I think it's called Black and White. I've seen it once the other night, and here are two parents in the car with their son. These two parents are telling their son how much he needs to become aware of how he's being watched in stores because of the color of his skin. And he's saying, I don't pay attention to that. And they're saying, you need to. We're trying to protect you from making the same mistakes we did. We're trying to make sure you don't suffer the way we have and fallen into the trap. You need to see racism for what it is. And I'm like, hello? Hello? This young man will not be protected by you pressing your views and whatever wounds you carry onto him. Perhaps he could teach you. Perhaps. Maybe listen to what he has to say. Dialogue. What an idea that might be. The thing that people want to avoid, they've already created by dualistic thinking. Now, dualistic thinking has been a long time in its progression, and now it's being exposed. So the Mind, being dualist in its process, we see ourselves as half and not whole. Therefore, something's wrong with us. Therefore, we must always change. Therefore, there must be this constant growth. There is no peace. The now is not enough. The Mind cannot be in the now. It can only look to the past or pine for the future. Halfness will not allow it to be still. Yes, you are listening to the Mayan Calendar Cast. I'm Andy Mack. My time has pretty much come to a close. Hey, we're on a schedule. And we are right on time. See you next time.